morning. Welcome back. Thanks for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
Give me a beat.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
Okay. I don't know what's going on, but Crocs have seen a 4,900% spike in sales of pink Crocs recently, so much so that the website crashed. They are blaming
ugly.
This on, yes, Nicki Minaj caused a commotion after posing in a pair of pink Crocs on her social media while teasing her return in a post. This was on Monday, and it just said Friday. So, it had an effect on sales. That is crazy. What is with these shoes? They are seriously unattractive. I don't have a pair. I have a knockoff pair.
Me too.
And I don't find them comfortable at all.
Yeah. I like, this is my knockoff pair. I can show you guys
See.
You're watching them. What are they called? I don't even know what they're called. They're called Emoji. Emoji.
Okay, let's see.
And so they're...
Oh, those are nice.
No, they're not. These are stupid looking.
They look like they breathe well.
Yeah, there's a lot of ventilation on top. It's kind of nice, almost like a shower shoe. It's like a garage shoe.
Yeah, lawn.
You know? Not the lawn.
No, not a garden shoe?
I don't have a garden. Must be nice.
Well, I don't have a garden either, but if you were like... You know, digging some of your...
Planting a tree?
Flowers, tree, sure.
Tree talk, we got back there.
No! No!
I don't think
yes.
Digging holes with shoes that have holes in them is the best route to go.
But you can easily take your faucet. What do you call those things? A hose.
Hose and clean them out.
Everybody step back. Let her do this on her own. What do you call those things? It's not like it's Latin.
You know, you can spray it off with the hose. And you don't have to worry about dirtying your sneakers.
Well, that's why you have grass cutting shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So you like, I have a beat up pair of old Nikes, and they're stained and they're green.
Yep.
That's what you do, and then you just like never throw them away.
Yep.
They'll last me forever. That's what I dig my holes in. Here's the thing: I don't think the question is about Crocs so much as it is about how easily influenced people are.
Yes.
Thank you. That was going to be my question to you. Why are people buying these things after a simple person posts a picture of them? What is with that power?
It's got to be teens who are really driving this surge. And by teens, I mean their parents are paying for it. But
$50 a pop.
It's.
I wouldn't give you $8.99 for those shoes.
I would take $50. You pay me $50, I would do the Crocs thing. Now, some people, there are some different looking Crocs out there that look a little better. They look a little different. They're more like a Vans slip-on style.
Sure, I like that.
But it's these dumb ones that like Post Malone wears and Nicki Minaj wears, the old clunky ones, that just don't, I just don't like it.
I don't either, but you know, we sound old.
No.
No, you don't.
No, listen.
You're not alone.
If the young people get to call us choogy for liking the weird things we like, we get to make fun of them, and we must come up with a word to demean them.
Okay, sounds good.
It's imperative. We have to be able to clap back, because they're wearing...
And they're putting charms on them.
Sure.
Which is kind of cute.
Okay.
Though. All right. I'm coming back.
There we go. Bring it back. Here we go.
Taylor Swift gave an inspiring speech at the Brit Awards for young people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear it?
The answer to that question doesn't dictate whether or not we're going to hear it.
That is correct.
Let's
kick it.
I need you to hear me when I say that there is no career path that comes free of negativity. If you're being met with resistance, that probably means that you're doing something new. If you're experiencing turbulence or pressure, that probably means you're rising. And there might be times when you put your whole heart and soul into something and it is met with cynicism or skepticism. You cannot let that crush you. You have to let it fuel you, because We live in a world where anyone has the right to say anything that they want about you at any time. But just please remember that you have the right to prove them wrong.
So good.
Listen, I'm not going to argue with the merit of what she's talking about, addressing the fact that there's negativity out there and pushing through it and rising above it. That's all cool. Let me just say, tough for her to go a day without talking about the negativity. And it just makes me feel like a moth to a flame. She cannot stop thinking about the negativity.
It's like and you and trees, you know?
Yes.
You cannot stop. You can't get off course.
Do you want to talk about trees right now?
Not
I'd happily
at
pivot
all.
To it.
No.
But this is my point with Taylor Swift. No matter how high she flies, she always goes back to, she's like an athlete who remembers that one time he lost. And for me, just like in terms of your ethos and how you want to live and what you want to be rooted in, she seems like she is rooting herself in overcoming the bad stuff as opposed to focusing on all of the
good
beauty.
Stuff.
She could just go 100% full tilt. I'm just going to focus on joy, but it's always because we're going to show them. We're not going to let them hold us down. You're not struggling that much. So just to always have, there's something about the negativity that she has dealt with that always draws her attention and energy. And it just feels like maybe just rise above and move past that and just be a committed creator of joy instead of always back teasing, back referencing the negative things.
Steve had to give her a run for her money.
Well,
because I see what you're doing.
But he's,
you're trying to give a bigger pep talk than she did. Yes.
No, I'm trying
always
to give a,
competing with Taylor. Always.
Rocco, if you could hear me, we need an intro for any time that Merlot mom, Donna Valentine, front row of the Taylor Swift concert is like, did you hear what Taylor said? Yeah, do you follow her? We just need a separate intro because my infatuation with Dwayne The Rock Johnson pales in comparison to Donna's odd infatuation with Taylor Swift.
I'm not infatuated. I can't help it that she's in the news every
day. I see you with a bedazzled butt on your denim at the concert that says, like, Swiftie. Just when one too many glasses of wine and just really trying to chat it up with
Whatever.
These tweens.
All right, we gotta go.
Yes. All right, when we come back, something that is, look, we're going to talk about eggs. We're going to go from Taylor Swift to talking about eggs. I saw an article today that said there are 8 ways that you can make your scrambled eggs better. And for all of us who just treat it as a utilitarian task, just whip up the eggs, leave them in there for a couple of minutes and take them out. There are tips that I'd never heard of before, and we will get into them. Breakfast is about to get an upgrade next on Donna and Steve.
Hey, we got to say a quick thanks to Chill Boys for sponsoring this podcast.
And for keeping my groin comfortable. I love Chill Boys. I love their boxer briefs. They are the most comfortable pair of boxer briefs that I've ever slid on to my body. No, I slide them on. You know why I slide them on? Because as they come up over my extremely well-developed thighs, I feel the cooling sensation. You feel it immediately. Donna, you do. You have felt it too. Yeah, they're made for guys, but you've tried them on. You know what I'm talking
about.
Yes,
women like them too. I like to wear them around the house. They are absolutely the most comfortable pair of underwear that I have ever worn. That's because they source the best high-performance and eco-friendly fabrics that the guys behind Chill Boys could find.
Yeah, you know what that fabric is? It's bamboo. You're putting bamboo on your legs. You think it's going to be noisy and clank around like panda food, but it's not. It's very comfortable. I'm telling you, it's the most comfortable undies you'll ever wear.
Bamboo material has natural antibacterial properties, so it'll keep you free from odor. It'll keep you cool down there. That's all I'm going to say about that. Get 15% off your first purchase at chillboys.com.
Use the promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys. Comfort where it counts.
Right. We're back. Donna and Steve on MYTALK 107.1. Everything entertainment. And this.
Welcome to Donna and Steve's. Can I interest you in some food news today?
Yummy!
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Donna, have you ever had scrambled eggs?
I think a time or two, sure.
How often do you have scrambled eggs now?
I eat eggs every single day of the week, except Saturday and Sunday. Thank you. I don't know if they're scrambled. They're fried.
How would you describe them? Are they dippy eggs?
No.
Are they yellow?
Oh, I think I had scrambled eggs this morning. I had it, yeah.
That would be a scrambled egg mix.
I eat breakfast here every day.
Oh, okay.
Whatever they make.
Okay.
I eat.
Okay.
So
I'd say once a week or twice, at least once a week, they give us a nice scrambled mix, like hash brown bake.
Oh, like a hash situation?
Yeah, like it's like some hash browns, cheese. If you like meat, there'll be meat in there without the meat. Otherwise, the majority of the times, it's just like a good, brand, fresh, spanking new breakfast sandwich.
Which I love.
Fried egg on an English muffin. Sometimes they have pretzel buns.
I don't like the pretzel bun situation.
No, because it's an actual pretzel. It's not a bun. They put it on a pretzel.
Correct.
It's strange.
Like a little soft pretzel, and it's just an egg sandwich in between it. It's a little, and then I feel like, oh, I felt like this was quasi healthy. It feels weirder now that I'm eating two soft pretzels and this egg and bacon. But anyway, we digress, and we're grateful, and we are grateful.
Yes, thank you.
That's going to be going away soon. By the way, we've been getting free lunch since the pandemic started. They can't keep that up much longer.
No, I don't think so.
We got to start paying our way.
Yeah, we do.
Anyway, okay, so I went to skillet.lifehacker.com. Has a list of 8 ways that you can really enhance your scrambled eggs. And it's such a staple, but I just do it in a very utilitarian way, right? We're just make the eggs. Let's move on with our lives.
Yeah.
And had never heard of these things. How about this? One way you could make your scrambled eggs better. Add cornstarch.
Nope.
What?
No, that's going to be sweet, isn't it?
Well, when whisked with a little cream to create a slurry, the common thickening agent produces the most tender, creamy, almost velvety pile of scrambled eggs. So it wouldn't sweeten it. It's a texture affecting agent.
Okay. Not going to do that.
Fluff them up.
Oh, I fluff them.
Fluff them up, yeah.
With cream of tartar, which I just learned about 2 days ago.
You mean you don't?
I had no idea what
cream was.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't
know. It's for baking, you know.
I don't bake ever. Lou rarely bakes, and it's like banana bread or chocolate chip cookies.
Yum.
I don't know what this cream of tartar is, to the point where I asked live on Twin Cities Live the other day if it had any similarity to tartar sauce. It does not.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask if any similarity to tartar on your teeth.
3 different uses of tartar.
Right?
Huh. Cream of tartar is known for its ability to stabilize the whipped structure of lofty meringues and piles of whipped cream, and there's no reason it can't do the same for a pile of fluffy scrambled eggs. You don't need much, just 1/8 teaspoon for every 2 eggs, plus a little salt for flavor. Then you just whisk that all together. Use an immersion blender for the best results until the eggs have lightened in color.
Some people say tartar.
Isn't that a different one? Tartar,
beef
tartar is raw beef. Right? Isn't it essentially just, hey, do you want salmonella? We'll give it a fancy name.
On a cracker?
Yeah. Our special tonight is salmonella on the cracker. Yes, he wants. He wants. We bring, anyway. Thank you. All right. You guys loving these?
Yes. Yep, very much.
Add extra yolks or yolks. Here's what they say to do. The yolk is the best part of the egg. Yolks bring fat, flavor, moisture.
Just knock it off.
And adding
be normal.
Adding extra yolks lets you cook them over high heat without drying out your scramble. If you don't know what to do with the extra whites that you'll be left with, they suggest whipping them into a cocktail. I say gag me. That sounds awful and phlegmy. But what you do is just get more yolks, add more yolks. So a lot of people do that. Oh, just do egg whites. I'm just doing egg whites. They say just do the yolks.
Okay.
Splash in a little mirin.
What?
Mirin.
What is that?
Mirin is the Koji fermented wine responsible for that kind of sweet, kind of savory, completely delightful flavor that you find in a wide variety of Japanese dishes, including tomagoyaki, which is a wonderful rolled omelet. If you're in the mood for that vibe, but you don't have time to properly roll out your omelet, you can splash a little mirin into your cracked eggs to implant that sweet, slightly funky flavor. Add mirin.
Okay.
Mirin.
Hi, Kevin.
Helen Mirin.
It's M-I-R-I-N. Mirin?
I don't know.
Mirin?
I've never heard that word in my life.
Shake them up, yeah? Shake them up is what they say. When it comes to emulsifying your scrambled eggs, they have found that shaking tends to do a better job than whisking.
Oh.
Putting things in a jar or a plastic container with a lid and shaking the heck out of it will not only give you a super smooth and emulsified vinaigrette, but a scramble that is completely homogeneous in both color and texture all in about 10 seconds. I had heard that what you should do is whisk it, but when you whisk it good, and you do it 100 times. Count to 100. I used to do like tink, 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 tink. Okay, in the pan.
Oh.
But now you tink, tink all the way up to 100.
Okay.
Then it does make them fluffy.
Okay, though.
Here's another one. Make them taste cheesy without any cheese.
Ooh, how do we do that?
So if you're a fan of super custardy scrambled eggs with the smallest of curds, don't like the word.
Nope.
I will say that.
Nope.
I don't like it at all. Mm-mm. It generally feels rotten and spoiled. Eating her curds and whey, that whole thing.
I feel like Miss Moffat ate a curd this morning.
Oh.
See, and even more disgusting if you identify it as a singular curd, because that sounds like you accidentally ingested a curd. You know what flew out of my vent this morning? A curd went right in my throat. All right, so if you're a fan of these custardy scrambled eggs with the smallest of curds, here's what they say. Cooking them over the lowest possible heat lets the protein slowly coagulate into a pile of eggs that's so intensely yolky, vividly orange, and shockingly rich that you'll swear there's some cheese in there. Super low.
Say that one more time.
Essentially make your eggs really slowly over low heat. Really low heat.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do any of these things.
The next tip was, or just add cheese. I like to add cheese, like right at the end.
I don't like when people put cheese on the egg when it's still wet.
Oh, well, I also do that too. Okay. You like this to see the stringiness. When you add it when it's wet, then it all becomes part of the egg. It's cheese flavored egg. Whereas when you add it toward the end, you get cheesy pull away strings.
I want it to be already hard. Then you put the cheese on.
Doctor, would you check out this curd on my pinky toe? That's what it feels like to me.
All right. You want to play a game?
Yes.
Okay. College of Pop Culture Knowledge, when we come right back. We need someone on the phone to bet on either Steve or myself. And if you bet correctly, you will win a prize. College of Pop Culture Knowledge, coming right up.
Warm weather is finally here. It's summertime and the perfect time to join the Y. The Y has outdoor pools and splash decks at locations throughout the area for fun days with family and friends. And here's the best part. If you join by May 13th, you'll get $5 enrollment and 25% off dues for the whole summer. Swim on over to ymcanorth.org and join today.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to the show, the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. You can watch us on our YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe and hit the like button. You could see that Steve has a basketball hoop in his bedroom.
That's not true.
For whatever reason.
Okay, though.
Thanks for that glimpse into your personal life.
He scores.
What's going on in there?
It wasn't a basket. You and Don both think that there's a basketball hoop. It's my bathroom that's behind me. It's a light. See? It's like...
It's a light. Oh, nice light, by the way.
Thanks a lot.
All right, let's go.
I got it. Okay.
All right, there it is. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, here we go.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's the smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, I am Grant.
I want to see how smart you are.
Looks like we finally got a player here. We got Stillwater Steve. He was the quickest to pull the trigger on getting that phone in. How you doing, Steve?
Hi, Steve.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Dude,
so Steve. Good, man.
Good to hear
so
from
good.
You.
Beautiful day.
Oh, just gorgeous. I don't ever want it to get warmer. I want it to stay exactly how it is right now.
I just had a former colleague posted a forecast out in Los Angeles, and it was all 70s and partly cloudy, partly sunny. And he said, I'm going to need these to turn to the 80s really quick.
Oh, really?
I was like, no. You're living in this nirvana right now.
Agreed.
You need low 70s should be our all-time high.
San Diego, best place in the world.
San Diego.
75 and sunny almost every day. All right, Steve, you ready to play? You're playing for a My Talk t-shirt, and you can play with, as you know, either Donna or Steve. And today's topic is celebrities that worked at Disneyland parks. Celebrities that worked at Disneyland parks. Who do you want to play with, Donna or Steve?
I got to stick with that class of 84. Yes. Donna.
Yes! Woo! Bye!
Bye, C-Cord.
Whatever. Bye, C-Cord.
It was a G.
Whatever. Bye, G-Cord. Okay, he's gone. He can't hurt us anymore.
Nope.
All right, Steve.
Okay, you know how this. You guys are a team here. You know how this works. We'll go through the questions with Donna. We'll come back to you and see if you can help her out in any way if she needs it, okay?
10-4.
All right, buddy. Donna, let's go. This former cast member at Disneyland is known for starring in many great films such as What Lies Beneath, Hairspray, and One Fine Day. She is also known for her role as Catwoman in the 1992 film Batman Returns.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
This former cast member at Disneyland Resort in California went on to star in Dances with Wolves, Field of Dreams, and Robin Hood.
Kevin Costner.
This actor and game show host worked at Disney World Resorts in Florida as an energetic Tigger and eventually went on to work on a very popular show, Whose Line Is It Anyways?
It's either Drew Carey or the Wayne Brady. Wayne Brady. He strikes me as someone who would dress up as Tigger. I don't know.
Well, that's why we have Steve from Stillwater. Steve, can you help her out in any way? Do you want to change or concur with her answers?
You know, I can't see Drew Carey jumping. So I'm going to go. I think Wayne Brady's a great answer.
Okay. All right. We're just going to stick with these then, right?
Yep.
Okay, let's bring back Doofus.
G-Cord, come on.
Come on, G. What up, G? Hey, G.
There we go. G-Cord is in the house. How are you?
Wish upon a star, yeah.
That's good. Everybody
makes
say.
Makes no difference who you are.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, was it a Disney theme today? Suck it!
All right, let's get ready to rumble. Steve, the other Steve from Stillwater, will come back to you at the end, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Steve, here we go. This former cast member at Disneyland is known for starring in many great films such as What Lies Beneath, Hairspray, and One Fine Day. She is also known for her role as Catwoman in the 1992 film Batman Returns.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
This former cast member at Disneyland Resort in California went on to star in Dances with the Wolves, Field of Dreams, and Robin Hood.
Kevin Costner.
This actor and game show host worked at Disney World Resorts in Florida as the energetic Tigger and eventually went on to work on a very popular show, Whose Line Is It Anyways?
I mean, was it Wayne Brady? Or was it Drew Carey? I'm going to go Wayne Brady.
Donna must know. Steve must know. You guys are correct on all three of those.
Yes. Wow. All right, Steve, we got to get this.
So as
well, you ain't never had a friend like me.
Oh, cute.
All righty, here we go.
Disney.
No,
that was good.
Yes, we know it's Disney. Yes, like Aladdin.
Good work. All right, Steve. So if you know it, say your name. And both Donna and Steve, if you guys know it, say your name, okay?
Okay.
This hilarious actor worked at Disneyland from 1955 through 1950.
Steve Martin.
Wow.
You it's because Steve was watching that stupid documentary about Disney
World. First of all, that is not true. I did watch the documentary, Imagineering on Disney Plus. It's great. I highly recommend it. It was because I listened to Steve Martin's autobiography, Born Standing Up, and he references his time working there at the park, and I believe at Knott's Berry Farm.
Well, we got to give Steve a round of applause. That is his 50th win of the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
When you wish upon a star.
Sorry, Steve.
That's all right.
Man, we're a good team, though, I have to say.
I know.
We'll call again.
You got it. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye, Steve.
Bye, Steve.
Oh, man, guys.
Oh.
I can't catch a freaking break.
50-38.
50. Oh, goodness. Well, yes, thanks for asking. I do feel like I kind of have to take a look back. I have to thank a lot of people who helped. No, that's not true. I pretty much got here on my own. No one ever is my lifeline. I'm out here as a solo man trying to, it's me versus the village, and I'm just glad it worked.
Okay, though.
Well, I guess it would be nice. Why am I doing this? Donna, how do you feel? Okay,
everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
I'm so mad.
I did not know Steve just watched that documentary. Had I known that?
No, he read it wasn't a book. In the documentary. I listened to that book probably 7 years ago.
Oh.
He cut his teeth, Steve Martin did, out there at the, that's where he started doing magic.
Yep.
Yes.
He'd sell guidebooks, make balloon animals, and perform magic tricks for people when they were at the Fantasyland part of Disneyland.
So, yeah.
He has a weird sense of humor. You know, remember off that feet. Wild and crazy guy? And then he would put the arrow on his head.
Yeah.
You know, so it was going in one way, out the other. Like, and then he had that King Tut song. Do you remember that?
No.
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylona, King Tut.
Oh.
King Tut.
Oh.
But wait, there's more.
No, King there Tut. Doesn't have to be. We get the gist, I think, mainly.
All right, fine.
Donna, what? How hairy are your legs right now?
They're always very hairy.
Okay.
No, like, I shave them every day.
Oh, you shave them every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because there are some women who...
You can see like women, the pores, you know?
Yeah, but some like women that. Just let it grow, especially in winter months.
Never.
As
ever.
A survival tactic no. in Minnesota. Well, there's a 49-year-old woman who goes by Jules on that site OnlyFans, which apparently isn't all perverted stuff. That's a relief. Anyway, she has a TikTok video now where she shaves her legs with sandpaper. In the video, she rubs her legs with sandpaper and says, quote, I did it. Oh, my God. My skin is so soft. It's awesome.
We even know what kind she used.
Did
I
we
think.
Get the grit that it is?
Yes, we did. Grant, if you go into our audio segments of our preparation materials, it's in there, this woman, sandpaper legs. Just if you search sandpaper, you'll find it.
She also adds lotion after she sandpapers her legs. She only does it on the legs, you know, like in safe, non-sensitive spots. I would prefer a sanding block. Have you used those sanding blocks?
Oh, those
blocks?
Are great. They're easier to get a grip on.
Yeah. Otherwise, when you're using sanding paper with just the paper, at one point you're going to scrape your knuckle on something. Mm. Oh, man.
Okay, let's see what she says.
Okay.
I was watching one of these girls. She's an accountant. And she's talking about shaving her legs with sandpaper. She used 600 grit sandpaper on her legs. She said, in a circle this way 10 times, in a circle this way 10 times. I did it. Oh, my God. My skin is so soft. It's awesome. And it works. I have been using a freaking razor all this time. Not a new one. Just some sandpaper.
Okay, now, I have to say, there is a hair removal system that... You put like a sandpaper type of thing on it, and then you put it on your around your fingers like a ring. Okay, so you could fit three fingers in there, and then you can use it like on your mustache. And you just rub it, you rub it, rub it, rub it, and it just takes the hair right off. There's no wow. chemical or anything. It's just this piece of paper that's got adhesive on the back. And it's kind of the same concept, I think.
I think it makes sense if it's just those little hairs, too.
Yeah.
You know, think about how it can take the texture off of a wall before right. you paint or something like that.
Yeah, what are we doing? What are we, savages with razors?
We've wasted all this precious time.
I know.
Yet, it's time to evolve. Donna, it would be great if you did this. I think Millennial Hannah, it could be your first TikTok.
God.
Oh.
600 grit.
Yeah,
said, okay.
600.
I have to go to the
Home
Depot today.
Yeah.
I have to go anyway, so.
And then just like pull up your pants and just show Harold, who's working in that aisle, like, what would you suggest for this? And he'll be like, oh, we got something for you. He takes you to a rotary sander.
Whatever. Oh, is this Steve Martin?
Yeah.
Okay. Here.
Now, when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people standing
when we come back on Zimmer.
See the boy king.
Is making this a sound for electric cars. This might make me get an electric car. And Michael Che from SNL has to defend that Gen Z hospital sketch from SNL this weekend.
Oh.
We'll get into that next. Okay. Playing out with some King Tut from Steve Martin, everybody.
Now if I know, then line up just to see. I'd taken all my money and bought me a museum.
And we're back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment.
Coming up at 11:30 today, the Millennial X Games.
Yes, queen.
It's going down. I don't think that. I feel like I'm winning that as well.
I feel like you are too.
But it'll be a quiz that you can play along with, where we put the Gen X knowledge against millennial knowledge and see who comes out on top.
Do you think my constant losing is going to get me fired?
I would be surprised if it didn't at least factor in.
Okay.
It did not make my list that I've sent. but I don't know. You're
okay,
doing great.
Fine. Thanks, okay, Steve. Yeah. All right. I know that you like a good movie soundtrack. I came across this story about Hans Zimmer.
My boy, I love Hans Zimmer.
Well, Hans. Is it Han or Hans?
Thanks for asking. It's Hans, and he just, in case some people don't know composers, and I totally understand that it's kind of geeky, but he was behind the Lion King soundtrack, he was behind the Dark Knight soundtrack, Interstellar, The Holiday, one of my favorite scores. Nothing, no music moves me more than a movie score. Whoa.
Huh. All right. Our boss texted.
Oh,
yes, it will be a reason to get fired.
Thank you. That was cleaner than what I offered. Great.
Anyway, he is now creating sounds for electric cars, which I think is really interesting because they're so quiet. So in this clip, he co-created this sound with Renzo Vitale, who I believe is a sound designer for BMW. So let's see what they came up with.
Sound defines personality. It adds emotion and depth to a character. Sound underlines the soul of anything. And right now, we're at a really exciting point, shaping the sound of the future. Sound of electric mobility.
Okay, that's just a little teaser for it. But I think it's just going to be a vroom. Vroom.
They have to do that because they are so quiet. It's like a liability. I remember, a few years ago, we got to test drive the Mitsubishi Outlander PHEV.
Yes. Yes.
So and it was this, had this electric mode on it, and it was so slick. And what would happen is the car would be in this like electric mode. And I remember Richard from White Bear Mitsubishi said they had to add in a sound.
Yes, that's right.
For people who were visually impaired who wouldn't see the car, they need to at least hear the car. So it would, then it had like a.
Sure.
Like this, like cool, slick. It's a low sound, obviously, like a ton less noisy than a traditional engine would be, but they actually have to add it. So listen, if you got to add it, may as well have Hans Zimmer on it.
Right.
Hans? Now, go ahead, and then I'll say something about
Hans.
Some
people are saying that John Williams should get in on this, Danny Elfman, you know, some other people
sure.
that you would know. There is, some people are even suggesting Trent Reznor.
Oh, cool.
Of Nine Inch Nails.
And then you could choose, you could customize your car, which composer sound do you want? Like, oh, I got the new
I love that.
Ford Fiesta, the Hans Zimmer version.
Great idea, Steve.
Do you know Hans Zimmer, who, yes, I spent time with him in his recording studio.
Oh!
before he, as
good
he
for
was,
you. Did you really?
As he was working on the soundtrack for Inception, the movie that might actually kill Donna if she watched it.
Yeah, probably.
And he took me, first he was at the piano and just playing songs at the piano. And then I said, can I hear something from Inception? Inception wasn't out yet. And then he took me over and showed me how they build the sound into these songs and how it starts with just like, and then we bring this in over top of it. And he was layering it and showing me portions of it with the Joker theme. He's one of my best friends. Whatever, guys. Listen, you know Bobby Jensen. I know Hans Zimmer. We all have famous friends, Donna.
But wait, what were you on a press junket? What was the deal?
It was just an interview that was set up. We had just reached out to him to do something with him in anticipation of Inception. And so we were the only people there that day that I recall. But in this beautiful recording studio, too.
Wow,
it was just really, really cool, but loungy. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Anyway, he with the Joker theme. If you go back and watch The Dark Knight, anytime the Joker comes on screen, there's this one note.
Yes, yes.
In the back, and they would just build it off of that. It was really, really crazy. And it ended up being a two-note song for the Joker. It comprised just of that, and then razor blades drawn over strings.
Oh, wow.
And they did it for a minute.
Neato.
I know.
Thanks. Do we have time?
Yeah, just because we want to play the audio. I'll tell you the story real quick. Michael Che, and then Grant, if you can get this audio ready for us. I want folks to hear this. We really like this sketch. Michael Che from Weekend Update on SNL, he's a big writer there as well, is responding now to criticism over the Gen Z hospital sketch, which I thought was very funny. And apparently, they were trying to make fun of like popular internet phrases, but they attributed the popular sayings like bruh, stan, no cap, and sis to Gen Z, where social media users said that it should have been attributed to AAVE, which stands for African American Vernacular English. Michael Che went on social media and said, I've been reading about how my Gen Z sketch was misappropriating AAVE, and I was stunned. Oh, wait, sorry, my page just skipped. Oh, he said, I was stunned because what the bleep is AAVE? I had to look it up. Turns out it's an acronym for African American Vernacular English. You know, AAVE, that old saying that actual black people use in conversation all the time. That's what Michael Che had to say. He went on to say, look, the sketch bombed. I'm used to that. I meant no offense to the AAVE community. I love AAVE. AAVE to the moon, which is a cryptocurrency phrase that Elon Musk used about Dogecoin. Point being, it felt like Michael Che was responding to this weird social media backlash where he was like, is this like a fake moral outrage that social media users were having against him, the black writer of that sketch? Anyway, when I watched it, I didn't see it. I didn't hear it. Maybe that's dumb old me, but I thought it was darn funny making fun of all the internet phrases. Here's a little bit from the Gen Z hospital sketch.
Okay.
Yo, if this doctor keeps leaving us on red, he's gonna catch hands on gang.
No. It's gonna be okay. Bestie cannot die like this.
Big facts. She's gonna make it, bro.
There's the doctor now.
Elon Musk.
Is this Morgan Squad?
Gang, gang.
Doctor, please tell us what's up with our bestie.
You all might want to sit down. What I have to say right now might be a little cringe.
Just give us the tea.
Okay. Well,
anyway,
as you may have seen on our...
I thought it was a very funny...
Funny.
I didn't think it bombed.
I didn't think it bombed either. And here's something else I just learned about Saturday Night Live. If you saw that courtroom scene where Mario was on the stand or Wario...
Dr. Wario, yeah.
Princess Peach was Grimes.
Oh!
I thought it was Chloe Fineman.
I did too.
We might have to revisit that coming right up.